You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got two of the most special people on the planet. You go, Jim, what makes them so special? I say it's because they gave a kidney to somebody they never even met. In fact, they sought that person out. These are people that give God's gift of life to strangers. They are the most important people in our world today. They're altruistic donors. We've got AJ Gindy and Beanie Mason here with us for another segment. AJ and Beanie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, now we've got another caller with a question, so we're going to go right to the question. Hi, caller, what's your name and what's your question?
So my name is Blanche, and I'm calling to ask, what type of testing does a person have to go through if they want to donate? And if you decide to do it, how long is the process?
Awesome question. AJ, flipping it to you.
Okay, the testing actually is probably the best physical you'll ever receive in your life. It's a one-day, full day in the hospital. EKG, MRI, CAT scan, anything that has three letters, they're going to do it to you. It's actually a psychological test as well. One thing they want to make sure is that you're not some kind of a wacko off the street that wants to start giving away their body parts. But it's a testing, a blue dye test. They check every part of your body. They want to make sure that you as a donor is perfectly healthy. And matter of fact, some people worry that if you become a kidney donor, you're not going to be able to get health insurance again. You're not going to be able to get life insurance because now you only have one kidney left. Matter of fact, I got life insurance after I donated my kidney, and I was considered a preferred A participant. Why? Because they know the testing that I went through, in order to pass that testing, I had to be in pretty good shape. So as far as the testing is concerned, the best physical you ever get. Even if you don't want to give a kidney, you want to get a good physical and a free one, this is the way to do it.
Hey, you know, and also I got something to say. Some of the people that have gotten tested for Vivian, we've saved their lives. There was one young lady who's like gets up at 5 a.m. to go running, is in perfect physical condition. She went to get tested. She found out she's pre-diabetic. So I think we helped that woman to save her life. We got the calls are ringing off the hook, AJ. So Wanda, do we got somebody else out there?
Yeah, hang on there.
I'm hanging on. You're my technical expert. Oh. Hi, we got somebody else calling with a question.
Hi, Jim. This is Jamie Levinshot. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good. I do have a question.
Okay.
I'm a big supporter of the cause itself. And my question is, what are the main causes of kidney disease, and is it hereditary?
Ooh, that's actually a good question.
Good question.
Yeah, that is. Well done, young lady. Well done. Do I get a pair of glasses for that?
You do.
All right. I want some red ones and some blue ones. AJ, take it.
Okay. There's two main causes of kidney disease. One is diabetes, and the second one is high blood pressure. If you have either one of those two, it's something that you need to have checked out. You should definitely go for a consultation, an inspection on your body, if you want to call it that way, to make sure that you're not suffering from any type of kidney failure, kidney disease. There is another item called PKD. Polycystic kidney disease, mm-hmm. which is hereditary. We've had in our organization some families where we've done 6 family members that have already gotten transplants, and we've checked the children, and they unfortunately suffer from the same disease, and we know that eventually they too are going to need a kidney. Unfortunately, there's nothing you can do to prevent that from taking place. It's hereditary, it's in the system, and you can eat right, you can eat healthy. That's great as far as the other two are concerned, and try to have a job that's not going to get your blood pressure going too high. But you need to be physically fit. You need to watch your health. It's very, very important. As far as diabetes and high blood pressure, you can definitely help to control that. There is medication to control that as well. But PKD, unfortunately, is something that is hereditary, and it's in the system, and it's eventually going to get the person.
I see that you got one more call flashing there, so let's get to that. Then I got some more questions I can ask, too.
No, we don't.
Okay, great. Oh. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Jamie. Okay, so that was Jamie that I see flashing. Okay, great. So let's do this then. Beanie, I know that you have given your kidney, but then you still had a family to raise. How did being a kidney donor impact your ability to raise a family?
So my children were concerned, as was my husband, the rest of my family. They wanted to understand how my health would be impacted after I donated. And I told them that it is possible to live a very healthy, normal life after you donate a kidney. If you started off healthy and you continue taking good care of yourself, there should be no ramifications. They were also concerned about what if somebody in our family needed a kidney someday. and I had already donated, then who would take care of them? So as it turns out, we go to the top of a list for kidney donations after we donate to anybody. And if we have a family member in need, they would be considered at the top of the list.
Hold on a second. AJ, is that really true?
100% true. Yes, not only at the top of a renewal list, which is a, let's say, a private list, so to speak, the top of the national list. The fact that you went out and you donated your kidney, and now if that person, God forbid, became in danger and needed a kidney themselves or someone from their family, they are now on the top of the national list.
Wow. Beanie, I cut you off. Continue, my love.
No,
continue.
You know,
you're an angel. Just keep talking. I'm not going to say anything.
If it turns out that that we considered all this, and then no one would ever want to give a kidney. Hundreds of people would continue to die on a daily basis, and millions of people would walk around healthily with two kidneys and not consider it. So it's really important to consider that you can do this and lead a healthy life afterwards.
So, AJ, then, what is the sort of bottom line that you'd like to tell people as we kind of get towards the end of this segment? We got a little more time, or how much more time, Wanda?
No, you got as much time as you want.
All right. Well, good. AJ?
I want to say one thing. Actually, two things. Number one, most people, actually one in every 700 only born with one kidney. One in 700 people born with one kidney. But most people, for the majority, have two kidneys. If you only need 25% of one kidney in order to live a healthy life, why do we have two? And the answer is one to give away. God gave us a gift in order to help save somebody else. It's a gift of life. You can always write a check to somebody, and you can always give somebody a lift somewhere. You can always do someone a favor. Give someone the gift of life by giving away a part of your body to save their life. We had a transplant we did, I'd say, about a month ago, in which we tested 350 people for this person. She had a 99%, I'm sorry, it was a man. He had a 99% rejection rate, which means 99% of the people that we tested will be tested for him. His body is going to reject that kidney. So, of course, we cannot put the donor in jeopardy. We're not going to give up a person's kidney knowing that it's going to be rejected. If we only had 349 people to test, that man would not have gotten a kidney. The fact that people step forward, that 350th person is the one that saved that person's life. We will not stop until we can find someone a kidney, no matter what it takes. We'll travel the world. We've done transplants in Mexico, Canada, Israel, wherever it is. We fly people in from across the world. If you look, we have a poster here standing behind you. You can't see it on the radio. We have some children on there. Last year, we did four children, the youngest 2 years old. How do you find a kidney for a two-year-old child? You think a mother's walking in with her other child, with the child, and say, oh, come here, Bobby. They're only going to take a small little part of your body out. Don't worry, Bob. I'll give you a lollipop there if it's all done. It doesn't happen that way. To find a kidney for a child is a tremendous task. And we did it four times last year. It's a lot of work, and we never give up. And, Jim, I know what you're doing for your wife. You should never give up. Just keep her healthy, because the phone is going to ring when we're going to have the kidney for her. She's got to be healthy. She's got to be ready. And I'm sure she will be.
If anybody wants to see some of those faces, they can go to the website. What is it? Renewal.org?
Renewal.org, yes.
Renewal.org. You go to About, I think it is, and then there's a whole picture that talks about donors and recipients, and there's a montage of miracles on that page. And Beanie, I know that you really went out of your way to come here, and I want to actually, if you don't mind, AJ, I'm going to give Beanie the last word.
Please.
Because Beanie, unlike you, who goes out there and does this as an avocation, Beanie did it and does it and is here today of her own volition because she saw the flyer. Beanie, from your heart, whatever you want to say, love.
I think it's important, because life wasn't exactly created fairly, that we do our best to level the playing field. I think that people that have gifts and blessings should be sharing them. Because really, the greatest gift, as we know, AJ, goes to the giver. It just feels incredible inside. And you should have this feeling, Selena.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say another thing except stick with us. We're going to talk about real estate next. I know it's impossible to outdo this. This will all be up on our website. And we're going to go to a real quick break because I have to give a hug. So stick with us. We're going to talk about real estate, and that'll be good for you too, right after this. Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay the rest to spill.